Thank you, Peter. And on to our final batch of stories for this part, including Sproston Pavilion gets a makeover, swine flu hits Norfolk, and news of this summer's Lord Mayor's procession. But first, news from the East Anglian Air Ambulance.
The wonderful East Anglian public has been praised for allowing the Duke of Cambridge to carry out his vital work with the Air Ambulance unhindered. Prince William joined the East Anglian Air Ambulance as a pilot last July, and with the inevitable limelight that usually follows him around, an Air Ambulance spokesman said how pleased they were that people appreciated the serious work he was doing and were letting him get on with the job. As a charity, we are delighted that the region has supported his work and allowed him to get on with the job, the very important job he's chosen to do, she said, speaking at the charity's annual meeting on Saturday at Culford School near Bury St Edmunds. The general public has been wonderful, just letting him get on and accept he's someone trying to do a job like anyone else. The Duke is part of a team of 12 pilots, 8 based in Cambridge and 4 in Norwich, who fly above the region, responding to an average of 5 calls a day.
A much-needed £105,000 expansion to a sports pavilion will provide clubs in the area with better changing facilities. Funding from the Football Association has paid for the creation of 3 new changing rooms at Sproston Pavilion. It will allow for multiple matches to take place on the pavilion's recreation ground at any one time. The money, which included a £35,000 grant from Veolia Environmental Trust, was also used for the refurbishment of 2 existing changing rooms. Sproston Town Council Chairman Ian Moncur said, "Bringing more sports facilities to Sproston has been a long aim of mine, and having grown up locally, I am particularly aware of the need for these additional amenities. It has allowed for an extra changing room for match officials, so they no longer need to change with the guys that they may have upset during the game." The Town Council worked in partnership with the Norfolk County FA to secure a £70,000 grant from the Premier League and the FA Facilities Fund.
7 patients have been admitted to hospital with swine flu over the last few weeks, a hospital has confirmed. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital said they had treated several people with the H1N1 strain of influenza. Among them is Mark Bogen of Miller's Lane in Norwich, who is currently in isolation at the hospital and taking Tamiflu tablets after being diagnosed. The 47-year-old pest control worker had been experiencing flu-like symptoms since January, but went to A&E at the weekend after his condition worsened. He said, "I'm now in a room on my own. Everyone has to wear masks and gloves to come in, and I've been told to warn anyone I've come into contact with that I have it. It's quite frightening." It's understood that a second patient is also currently being treated. Dr. Ngozi Elamogo, Director of Infection Prevention and Control, said, "Our staff are vigilant in identifying patients who have flu-like symptoms and isolating them promptly in a side room to reduce the risk to other patients and staff. Over the last 2 months, influenza A, strain H1N1, which is also known as swine flu, has been the predominant strain of flu identified in patients, and it was one of the strains that was included in the seasonal flu immunization program. She advised elderly patients and those with underlying medical conditions with flu-like symptoms to seek help as soon as possible. Swine flu caused a pandemic in 2009 when the virus spread quickly, killing 142 people in England. However, it is now no more dangerous than seasonal influenza."
One of the UK's leading carnival experts is to share his experience with groups wanting to take part in the Lord Mayor's procession. Norwich City Council is calling for as many organisations as possible to join this year's parade, which takes place in July. And those still needing inspiration for a float will have the chance to hear from the experts at a special event in April. Pax Nindy, CEO of the Global Carnival Centre, will be attending the Free Carnival Inspiration Day in Norwich to share his experience. During the day, there will be presentations and talks on everything from costume to float design. Helen Selick, the Council's Culture and Events Manager, said, "Every year it's the community that brings our procession to life with carnival spirit. Groups of any size are welcome to join in. It doesn't have to be complicated. The most important thing is to enjoy yourself. The Carnival Inspiration Day promises to be fun. informative and exciting, so we hope to see lots of people there and give them ideas to make 2016 the best year yet. The Inspiration Day is on April the 2nd at the Norwich Arts Centre. The event is free, but places are limited, and so booking is recommended. During the evening, people will have the chance to enjoy a live music event with Brazilian and Cuban music.
Two friends are putting mind over matter as they aim to raise money and awareness of a deadly illness which has touched both their families and friends. Thomas Jin, who works in recruitment, and sculptor Gavin Fulcher, both aged 33 and from Norwich, hope to assemble a group of people who can help them achieve around 100,000 repetitions of various fitness exercises and complete a 200-mile run, all within a grueling 24 hours. The event is part of the duo's bid to raise funds for UK charity Meningitis Now. Meningitis is inflammation of the protective layers that surround the brain and spinal cord and can be fatal. Mr. Jin is raising funds in memory of Ollie Towler-Jones, an 18-year-old Norwich teenager who died from meningitis after becoming unwell during a trip to the Latitude Festival at Henham near Southwold in 2014.
Wedding bells were in the air as Norwich City legend Ewan Roberts married his girlfriend Louisa Mann. Mr. Roberts, who played for the Canaries from 1997 until 2004, said the couple enjoyed a small wedding last week with family and close friends, and they had a lovely day. He said they got married at Norwich Register Office and had their reception at their favourite restaurant, The Last Wine Bar, in Norwich. We hired the big red bus to take us from the service to the reception and had a little tour of the fine city, he said.
And that's all for this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, our regular What's On feature, and another feature about the golden days of Speedway.